listening to the best wrestling podcast in the UK. This is the Edward Fowler Show.
Indeed, welcome to the Edward Fowler Show here on this Friday, the 20th of September, 2019. And we're joined by another Major League Wrestling star. And this next guest on this show, he's been making his name in MLW all the wrong ways. I think, that's my opinion. I'm sure you can give your side in a minute. He represents the Justice team with Myron Reed and his other chap. Can't remember his name. Not very important guy. But Jordan Oliver is here on the Father's Show. Welcome along. And are you causing chaos here today with your signs and going to say Justice a million times?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay, sure. And I think the whole Justice thing is all BS because it's all about one person, really, and which your group have, you know, in for, and that's Doug Macklem, you know, the referee. I think that's who your target is, because every time somebody else referees your match, there's not very much issues going on. But as soon as Doug referees your match, there's always anger and conflict every time.
Do you think that's a us thing or a Doug thing?
I think that's a you thing. I think you guys have got a serious problem with Doug only. And I think the whole Justice campaign is just about Doug. And I think you will not be sanctified until Doug is fired. Is that correct?
I mean, it's not just about Doug. It's about all the officials, about all the management at MLW.
Wise.
And yeah, you're right. Maybe we would be a little more happy if Doug got fired for all his wrongdoings, for all his mishaps in the ring.
Yeah. But let's look at the facts. The facts don't lie. And on this show, the facts come first. And the facts are that, and the people at home who are listening to this will agree with me, because they are average fans of MLW. They've been watching the action every week on Free Sports, 10 p.m. UK time, every Monday night. And they've seen that every time Doug referees your matches, there's always, you know, you get a pick on him, you know, and he makes some not so good calls in your matches, and you know, you guys do some cheap shots. But when I see you guys in action with other matches and there's different assigned referees for them, I don't see there's no problems between you or them, and you always win when other referees referee your matches, if that makes sense. But
I've actually never lost a match in MLW.
Yeah,
I'm undefeated.
You are.
When it comes to Major League Wrestling action.
Yeah, you are.
So for me, it doesn't matter the official, whether it's Doug or another official, I'm going to win no matter what. The issue isn't about officials cheating for me to win or lose. It's the officials making bad calls. Like an official having to check me just because I dress the way I dress and the way I talk, and he wants to check me to check if I have weapons. I don't see him checking my other opponents half the time.
No, because they don't cheat.
Pick on me
because they don't cheat, and they don't carry weapons, unlike yourself and your gang or goons, as I'm going to call them here. We've used the word goons on here many times. I might use the word more ones, and because the way you dress, okay, yes, it can come across a bit prejudgment, calling it, you know, prejudging somebody because of the outfit they're wearing. And I think that MLW shouldn't treat the athletes prejudgmentally, but I mean, you do carry weapons though, and that's why they've been checking you. But now in recent time, you haven't been, you know, using any dirty weapons, so maybe they should be checking you anymore. But I know in the match I saw the other week, though, it was a tag match, right? I think it was a tag match, or it was a singles match, might be a singles match. It's aired last week here on UK TV, and it involved Myron Reed. And during this match, The opponent, I think it was Gringo Linko, putting some brass knuckles. You remember this match? Happened in New York?
Yeah, from New York, yeah, when Gringo Loco punched Myron Reed in the stomach with brass knuckles unprovoked.
Right.
I do remember that.
Yes.
And the referee didn't do anything about it?
No, he didn't.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I haven't forgotten about that.
That's
because that's exactly why we're here. Because you just called us goons, and you said that we're in a gang and all this stuff.
Well, it's true.
I don't hear anybody talking about how Gringo Loco tried to punch Myron Reed. He did punch Myron Reed in the stomach with brass knuckles. And then after, he tried to punch Cotto Brazil in the face with brass knuckles.
Yeah.
But no one's bashing him for it.
Well, we are here on the FIFA Show because the facts are the truth. And the fact is, we must not forget as well, the referee was taken out in the match as well. You know, stupid official getting in the way of the action, of course. Want to have some limelight. We can understand it. If you want to be a limelight, get be a wrestler then instead of being a referee. But anyway, again, somehow the brass knuckles get introduced. Gringo Linko, whatever his name is, uses them on Myron Reed in his chest, in his ribs area. Hope he's okay from that vicious brass knuckles. And Cotto Brazil, of course, also out there with you. But I think, though, you guys did cause some interference in that match a few times, if I remember correctly. And I think the referee should have kicked you both out of the arena to make it fair. A fair fight.
That was a six-man tag.
Well, true. But, I mean, you know, there's been other times where Myron Reed comes out into your matches. So, for example, in Chicago, when you faced, I think it was, again, Gringo Linko, it was a singles match, but Myron Reed was out there with you. And I think it's very unfair that you guys are doing a handicap kind of match, right? So I think you should be out there on your own to prove you can beat, you know, this guy on his own without any help.
That is such an idiotic statement you just made, right? Do you ever see MMA or even soccer? They have coaches at the side of the field, outside of the cage, and those guys are there as supporters and to give them words of encouragement during the match. And that's what Myron is for me. He's by the ringside. He's giving me words of encouragement. He's helping with my game plan, and he's there. It's not my fault that Gringo Loco isn't utilizing the rules to his advantage. The rules are I can have anybody ringside as long as we don't cheat. And as long as I've been around, Myron doesn't cheat. Cotto doesn't cheat. And I know that I don't cheat. Every match I've ever won in MLW has been fair and square and right down the middle. Once I come off the top, hit him with that loss in the sauce, it's always a 1-2-3.
Right. Okay, well, let's say this. Most of the time you're on your back in the match and Myron Reed does his dirty tricks. Okay, if you don't believe me, you can go on youtube.com/MLW and you can watch the episodes back and you can see for yourself what I mean. That you've had some help by Myron Reed a few times when the referee was not looking and while you were on your back. And then as soon as Myron Reed does something in the match, you're way back in the momentum back on your side kind of things. But you do somehow find a way to win. And I do watch soccer and UFC, thank you very much. We've had some UFC fighters on this very show. And, of course, the best team in soccer / football over here in the UK is, of course, Manchester United. Let's talk about...
So you know...
Yeah?
That people can be at the side of the coaches. You know that MMA fighters, UFC fighters have coaches. Mm-hmm. So why is it a crime that I have a coach or somebody ringside to help me?
Because he's not really out there giving you advice. I never really see him giving you any advice at all, really, apart from just sticking his nose in with somebody else's business.
Now you're sounding like Doug. Just because you didn't see it doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Oh my! I got perfect vision from my lovely living room watching MLW of an hour of MLW every Monday night, 10 p.m. UK time here, over here. And I see perfectly what's happening here. And again, the people, the viewers who listen to this, right, will believe me and they'll be on my side, and they may send you a lot of hate on social media, and they will stick with me, because I am, again, we are the facts. The facts come first here on the Earth Founders Show. But let's move on. How did yourself, Marion Reed, and Coco Brazil all come together to form this group called Justice then? What's this all about? Why do you want justice for? Because you're always whining and complaining that they're biased towards the good guys, a pro of MLW than to you guys. Is that your problem?
No, you're completely wrong. They are biased against the good guys, because they're biased against people like me. They're biased against people like Myron, and they're biased against people like Kodo. That's what I'm mad about. I'm upset that the officials and the management and people like Court Bauer don't take action when stuff happens in the ring. When people cheat, nothing happens. When people get hit with brass knuckles, nothing happens. They just want to sit there and watch. So it's our duty as young talent in the business today to take care of those issues. It's our duty to handle those problems firsthand. I don't know about you, but I grew up being taught that if someone can't do something, to do it yourself. Court Bauer, he can't handle the referees. He can't handle the stuff that happens in the ring. And I understand that, and Kodo understands that, and Myron understands that. So we've taken that into our own hands. Doug made a mistake. I took his shoes. We beat his ass. Another referee makes a mistake. We're going to beat his ass. That's what we're going to do. I'm sick of officials and management making mistakes and it not being handled. And I'm sick of it being blamed on people like us. Just because we're new and we're young and you can hate us easily, it doesn't mean that you should. It doesn't mean that you should follow the trend. You should take a step back from your TV, look at it from my point of view. Step in my shoes for a second and understand that if someone was at your workplace cheating and making more money because of it, you'd be very upset, right?
Yes.
That's exactly what's happening here at MLW. See, I've never lost a match, so it doesn't affect me. But, if someone were to cheat in a match and beat me, that means that they will make more money than me. Winners make more money. And I promise you, Jordan Oliver, Myron Reed, and Kodo Brazil are winners. But Kodo Brazil and Myron, they've been held back by the system. They've been held back by Doug, by Court Bauer, by a bunch of the idiots in control here.
Right, okay. And what do you want to be changed then? What do you want courts and the MLW management to do then to make it more fair and make the system more fair for you, Coco Brazil, and Myron Reed?
I want them to pay attention. I want them to reprimand the refs. Myron got fined and kicked off the roster for 30 days.
Good.
That's
what he gets for hitting a referee. You know, he's the law.
Oh, but if a referee hits me, what's going to happen?
You get punished, won't you? You know, kind of thing. They're like the police of the ring. You don't go around hitting police officers,
yes,
do you?
They
in your spare
are
time?
Like the police of the ring. And just like in real life, they're usually on the wrong side of the argument.
Maybe. But do you go around hitting police officers in New Jersey?
If a police officer came at me and tried to arrest me for a wrongful doing, something that I didn't do, I might have to hit a police officer. I might have to spit in his face. I'm not going to incriminate myself and say that's something I do. But if it had happened and it came down to that, yeah, I might do that.
And then you may end up in jail for battery and hitting a police officer unprovoked. But anyway, let's move on and let's talk about then who's been some of your favorite opponents to face so far in MLW on Fusion.
None of them, except, you know, I wrestled Kodo Brazil in my debut, and that was amazing. We just had probably a 10-star match. Because we're two of the top talents in the world today. And, you know, it's before we were friends, before I knew his way of things. But we talked about it. And now that we're boys, I can really look at that match and understand the psychology and the mastery behind what we did in the ring. My first match at MLW, me versus Kodo Brazil, 7 stars. After that, I've had to fight, and I've had to claw, and I've had to do what I had to do, but Mean Code of Brazil is a wrestling masterpiece. The other guys who wrestle, they're just goofballs, and they're goobers. They don't deserve to be in the ring with a superstar like Jordan Oliver.
So, you're calling a goofball like the Von Erichs then, the Spirit Squad, the Brian Pillman Jr., MJF,
so you
Loki.
Asked me about people about people that I've wrestled.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't wrestled any of those guys, but those guys are definitely goofballs.
Means you're calling the Von Erichs, Loki, and Brian Pillman Jr. goofballs as well then, yes?
Yes, I am 100% calling Loki, the Von Erichs, and Brian Pillman Jr. goofballs.
Wow. Okay. Well, I hope they hear this, because I would love to see these matches and see who comes out the winner, and then they can call whoever loses the goofball.
No, they're the goofballs no matter what. I'm a superstar.
Right, okay. Who do you want to face next then? Is there anyone you want to teach a lesson to next? Maybe have a match with Doug, or maybe we can have a situation where the loser must leave MLW for life. What about that?
Are you kidding me? Why would I want to wrestle a referee? That would just be unfair. And me, Jordan Oliver, is all about fairness.
Well, because
I would never want to wrestle someone that's incapable of competing. I want to wrestle, I don't know, Teddy Hart for the middleweight championship.
I want to wrestle,
I don't know, maybe Austin Aries, an absolute superstar in the world of wrestling. I want to wrestle guys like, I don't know, maybe Alexander Hammerstone. I want to wrestle the guys with the gold and with the belt, because if I have the gold, I make more money. If I have the gold, I have more control. And then I can handle Doug the right way by just getting him fired without having to beat him up. Because it really hurts my heart having to beat up a referee, honestly. He can't fight. He has no muscle. He's out of shape. He can't run a mile. When I hit him in the face, it hurts a lot. And I know he's got a family at home, and I know his wife hates seeing him, but she loves seeing me. So, I feel really bad when I have to beat up the referees.
Well, to me, when I see you doing it looks like you yourself, Koga Brazil, and Mario Mead having a lot of fun beating up the referees. And plus, you keep saying there were referees. The referees we've seen you beat up is just Doug, okay? So let's just say you've been beating up one referee so far, and that's Doug. Because all the referees know what to do and not to get in your way so far. But let's talk about...
Yes, because they know how to do the job right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you just said it. Doug's a bad referee. Why is he even signed to the company? Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And on this show as well, we actually have had on two referees from MLW, with MLW in the past, from earlier this year, referee Chris D'Antonio, if you know who he is, and referee Adam Gault, or Gout.
You had Adam on here?
Yeah.
Adam, that's a good referee. He knows how to handle. He knows how to count 1, 2, 3. Sure, he got slapped by Rich Swann for making a mistake, but after that, he learned, And he started handling his business correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, we had both of them on earlier this year. There's no Doug on the show yet. Maybe you never know. We may get his side of things after this podcast. Who knows?
If you use Doug, you're going to lose viewers. I'm just saying.
Okay. I won't bring him on then. I take your advice and not bring him on the show. So, why do you want to challenge for the Middleweight Championship? Why not just go straight for the World Championship? Or is that not in your weight limit?
Who's the World Champion right now?
Fatu.
Oh, Fatu. Oh, you're right. How could I forget that big walking piece of trash is the World Champion? You're right. I should just wrestle Fatu for the world title. What a good idea. I just walk in the office and tell Court that I should just skip the middleweight title and skip the tag titles and skip the television title and all the other belts and just go for the heavyweight belt. You're right. I should just go for the big belt right away. Wow. What an idiot idea of me to think that I'd have to work my way up to the belt. You're right. I'm an absolute superstar.
You are.
I can just do that. Good idea. Yeah. Yeah, I want to wrestle Fatu for the belt.
Yeah.
There we go.
It might not be the best idea, but yeah, that would be an interesting fight for sure. I don't know who would win. Maybe Fatu, but would be quite a big opportunity for you.
You know, I've beaten people up in his bloodline before. You know, I've beaten a bunch of people that are related to him, so I'm sure I can handle him.
Well, we'll see. And if that ever happens, I wish you the best of luck against Fatu. But I mean,
as long as we're not fucking Doug is the ref.
Yeah, fingers crossed. What do you make of the other groups in MLW apart from your own? Which other group do you like to watch?
There's other groups.
Yeah, you know, you got the Dynasty. You've got Selena De Laurentiis' group. You got Conta Unit. We just mentioned Fatu from there. Is there any group you like to watch and are excited to see apart from, of course, your own group?
No, I actually had no idea that there was any other wrestlers in MLW except for me, Kota Brazil, and Myron Reed. Because to be honest, I don't care about anybody else in the company, but us. I don't have time to watch those guys.
Your face is
only interested
so...
in watching superstars. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, your face is so much up your group's bums that you're too concentrated on what's happening in your own little bubble, and not watching what else is happening in MLW, you know. And if you were so much more about what's happening in MLW, you would know that, you know, you could go to Japan or Mexico. Or anywhere else where MLW may invade next, you know, kind of thing. But I mean, is there any cities you would love to, you know, wrestle in which you've not had a chance to yet?
It is actually my absolute dream in professional wrestling to compete in Japan. It is my number one goal.
Well, maybe get your own little bubble and follow the footsteps of Hammerstone, of how he got into. Pro Wrestling Noah through MLW, and maybe you can do the same. Spend a month there and come back.
Yeah, probably. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't want to come to the UK. Are you scared to come to the UK?
No, not at all. Actually, I have a lot of friends over there, like David Starr and guys like that.
Really?
So hopefully within the next year, I'll be over there.
Oh, God. You're going to bring your whole career? You're going to bring Myron Reed and your other friends?
Yeah, I mean, probably. If they get the flight, I guess they could come.
Right, okay. Because you have to come and wrestle in the best city in the world. Better than New Jersey, better than Miami or Las Vegas or even Barcelona. Manchester, UK.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess I'd have to do that.
Yeah, you want to know why it's the best thing in the world? Because we've got the more passionate fans than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, do you have good referees?
Yeah. Yeah, they're not...
That's what I have to see.
Yeah, there's no Doug's lookalikes or does the same things like he does over here.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I bet things are handled better over there. You know, I bet if a referee was acting like Doug, he'd be fired right away.
Yeah, yeah, I believe so. I think, in my opinion, I think we have some of the best referees over here, and they know what they're doing, and they know what is expected of them from the managements in their own jobs. I think you fit in perfectly.
Very good.
Yeah, I think you're fitting.
Yeah, but I bet I would fit perfectly in the UK scene with my amazing, amazing, amazing technical wrestling ability. You know, I get told all the time that I could have been in the UK during the World of Sport era, and I would have been a top guy. You know, I would have beaten maybe guys like I don't know, Big Daddy or guys like that. You know, like that, I get told all the time that I could have competed with top talents like that in the UK back in those days. But
right.
I can chain wrestle with the best of them.
And who told you that that awesome information?
a bunch of people, too many people to list.
Oh, come on, just name me one person. You know, name me one of the sources. Come on, you got to give me somebody's name.
What about John Stamos? He said that I could do that.
And has he been in the UK before?
Yeah, he's definitely been in the UK before. He's a movie star.
Right, okay. He's your friend of movie stars. This is how big this guy is. Okay. Nice to know.
Yeah, you're damn right.
we've had on some movie stars of our own, by the way.
Oh, yeah, like who?
Yeah. Emmy Award winning.
Name a few.
Yeah, we'll do. Chris Van Vliet. He's a movie star.
Yeah, I never heard of him.
You never heard of him?
You know who I've heard of, though? Jordan Oliver. Superstar.
Yes, I know, yes. You're right here with us.
One of Pro Wrestling Illustrated's top 500 in the world. Jordan Oliver.
Well, yeah.
Only 3 years in. The youngest wrestler to ever be signed to MLW.
Yeah, you are.
That's me. That's who I've heard of.
And nobody can take that away from you forever as well. It's huge.
You're right.
But I mean, you're talking about the top 500 in the world again. That's from PWI, I think it is, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, who announced that.
Yeah.
Guess who is number 500, by the way? Who is currently in OVW? Corey Storm.
Yeah, Corey Storm.
Yeah.
Goofball. I spit in Corey Storm's face. Why are you even mentioning Corey Storm? God damn.
Yeah, he's 500.
That guy's a backyard wrestler. I gotta deserve to be in the ring with me. He's a backyard wrestler.
Well, you've not mentioned who we've had on the show before either. Ace Austin, you know, the magician. Awesome guy he is. Very cool guy.
Oh, man.
And I would love to see him do some magician.
He knows how things work. I would love to wrestle an absolute superstar like Ace Austin.
Yeah.
Ace Austin, I mean, we see eye to eye about this justice thing.
Really now.
It's just bad PR for him, you know?
Yeah,
it's just bad PR for someone like Ace Austin.
Gotcha.
Him being a magician and all.
Will we see anybody else joining your gang, your group of Justice anytime soon, or is it going to just stay the three of you?
I mean, we got a lot of sleeper soldiers, you know, a lot of people that believe in the cause, but whether they have the ball to step up and stand at the front lines like me, Myron, and Kodo have, who knows?
Who knows? And I'm guessing you'll be in November at the first ever pay-per-view in Chicago.
Wow, that would be a really good guess if they would put their number one superstar in their first pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I'll be on that show.
Good to hear it. And let's hope you don't get defeated. That'd be a big embarrassment on the first ever pay-per-view
and you lose. Loss in MLW? Who do you think has the gall to beat Jordan Oliver?
Oh, a lot of people.
Name somebody. Name somebody. Come on. I dare you. List somebody from the professional wrestling world. It could be anybody.
I would say Loki. Absolutely Loki. Because he's got his knockout shoulder.
Loki's beating me.
Oh, yeah.
It's not happening.
Absolutely. I'll put my money on him any
video?
Time.
You ever seen that video of Loki doing the capo kick to the guy? The big guy knocking him out in the first 5 seconds?
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
I have.
That's what happened if it was me and Loki. I'd knock him out in the first 5 seconds.
Okay,
that's exactly what happened.
Well, you have to back it up now, you know. Once you said on here, you know, if Loki sees this episode at some point, then he's going to think, what the hell is this guy on about? I'll knock him out in 2 seconds.
Loki would never, he would not, no, no, I would knock Loki out in 2 seconds.
Right, okay. Well,
ding, 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 capo kick.
Well,
he's out.
You will have to prove me wrong, because I can't visualize that anytime soon.
Okay. Well, if you did any research, you'd know that I'm a pretty accomplished amateur wrestler.
Yeah.
I boxed.
Yes, you have.
Obviously, I'm a top pro wrestler. So it's like...
Oh, I love you. You are one of the what's I'm looking for? Ugh, what's the
most charismatic people in all of wrestling. That's
what you're looking for.
Those
you're are the words. Yeah, you remind me of The Miz. That's who you remind me of. You remind me of The Miz.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I definitely, I don't want to remind anybody of The Miz.
Yeah, you do. because you're so full of yourself. That's what I'm looking for. You're so full of yourself that you don't care what anybody else thinks, or you're gonna, you know, you think you're better than everybody else in MLW and in the entire world. I've got news for you, Mr. Meaty. You're not. You're not yet. Maybe one day you can be, but in the moment you're not. But once you win bouts with your group, and once you've expanded out of MLW, invades other companies, then maybe I might change my mind. But for this minute,
You may not be aware of this.
Oh, here we go.
But I am the youngest ever signee to MLW.
Yes,
right?
I know that. I know that already.
I am also youngest ever Combat Zone Worldwide TV Championship, and that is a top level independent wrestling promotion. And in a few weeks, I'll be debuting for AAW, another top level independent promotion.
Yes.
And after that, I'll be wrestling for Game Changer Wrestling, another top level independent promotion.
Right.
So I get around because I am a top level performer.
Yes.
The Clout Cutter Sauce God, Jordan Oliver, is a top level athlete in professional wrestling.
Okay. I like how you just plugged your shows, which is perfectly fine, of course. And again, them shows are what? New Jersey, Chicago. You know, not that far from where you are. I'm talking about going to other cities, so like going down to Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Las Vegas.
Oh, Georgia!
I was just
over there a few weeks ago when I beat a former superstar who's, you know, he's pinned AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, and Jimmy Rave. I beat Jimmy Rave in Atlanta, Georgia.
Nice.
We had a 30-minute barn burner, and I pinned him.
Yeah.
Talking about, that's a 15-hour drive, my guy. I'm out here.
Cranky. I would not be driving for 15 hours just to go and just to be there for 3 hours and come back again. Oh my God. I don't know how you can do that. I don't know how you can sit in a car and drive for 15 hours straight. I don't know how you can do that.
Yeah. It's actually a pretty rough drive.
I bet it was. And talking about your shows coming up in a few weeks, which company, which crowd do you love to, which crowd in which city do you love to perform in front of the most? Like, which crowd gets you the most in which city you go to the most?
My 100% favorite place to wrestle is definitely Atlanta, Georgia. But I'm hoping that when I go to AAW for Chicago, I can have a really good experience with the... I know the Chicago fans are very wild. MLW goes there all the time, and the crowd's just electric. And obviously, they're going to be electric when, you know, I come out.
Yeah. It's like when you come out. Of course, they can find you on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. At where?
The Jordan Oliver, everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Just find him there at the Jordan Oliver. Very impressive, by the way. You got 7,000 followers on Twitter. Very impressive. And, you know, he's still got some bookings available as well. In October. I wonder if.
First week of October.
Have you got any inquiries yet? Has anyone reached out to you for them dates yet? Or still looking?
Millions of people have reached out to fill those dates, but the Sauce God only wrestles for, you know, premier promotion. So.
Yeah.
If you're a shindy, stay out of my DMs.
Well, I will try my best to, but you never know. I might just DM you at some point. But let's see. Now then, we on this show, we love to, you know, hype up other stars here. And who would you suggest me then to bring on the show? Now, you told me earlier that I shouldn't bring on Doug because I will lose listeners. I won't do that.
You definitely lose listeners if you bring in that guy.
Yeah, I believe you. I don't want you coming to the UK to knock me around. Thank you very much. But who would you suggest me to get in contact with then?
From MLW specifically?
From anybody. MLW, not an MLW. Entirely up to you. Who would you want to be on this experience to have a good old debate and hopefully give them some good ideas like I did with you?
All right. So obviously I gotta put on someone from MLW first. I'm gonna say two people.
Okay.
I gotta say Myron Reed, you know, because he's an absolute superstar, and it's like, if you want to bring your viewers up, that'll help you.
Yeah.
These guys will help bring your viewership up. And then, you know, you gotta bring in my guy Ellis Taylor, absolute superstar over here in the States. He's a part of my other group called Young, Dumb, and Broke.
Okay.
And those are the two, you know.
Nice picks. We're getting kind of with them because I can't remember who actually said it before. It might have been Aria Blake and maybe even Casey Lennox may have said it. I'm not 100% sure. But one of them did say to bring on Myron Reed as well. So we've had Myron Reed on this show. Not yet, but I mean, we've had him mentioned it. And I'm going to definitely hopefully make that happen. We did try to get him on the show, but he was not available at the time a few months ago. But we're going to try him again here on the Father Show. Maybe you can put in a good word for me.
We'll see.
We will see. I'm just going through your followers. I see you got the cheeseburger. He follows you on Twitter. Even got that nutter, Sammy Canian, as well, following you on Twitter. Does he ever DM you?
Of course he DMs me. Oh. He tells me how to become a draw.
Yeah, just like him. Wow, you're even followed by a lovely lady from you know, who's a part of LAX as well. We've actually reached out to Diamante. Yeah, Diamante. Yeah, we reached out to her. No response yet. Quacky.
Yeah, hopefully she'll get back to you.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. We sent a few days, about a week ago now, actually. We sent an email. No response yet, but hopefully, maybe one day we can get one here. Is there anything else you would like to mention on the Father's Show? Which I might not have asked you, but you think it's very important to get off your chest.
I mean, I think the important thing that I would have to say is just, you know, make sure your friends are okay. There we go.
There we go. Well, thank you for joining, Oliver. Stay on the phone just for a minute, and I hope you enjoyed the episode, by the way. I hoped it was a good experience for you to be on the premier UK podcast here in the UK. Is this your first outside podcast from the US?
Yes, it is.
Good. And what are you going to say before I interview you there for a second? I apologize for doing
I love doing podcasts and stuff like this and spreading my sort of message. So.
Yeah, you're awesome around the world. And it was a privilege to have you on the show, and I hope you will come back on again.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. And again, if you're on Twitter, you can find me on Twitter, _Edifado_. Where you can keep up to date of who's coming on the show next, to who is, you know, any guests I want to get on the show by hinting at them, like Corey Storm from OVW. We've actually got some tough negotiations with him as well. We're always sending out loads of emails to many indie wrestlers. And again, if you are listening to this because of Julian Oliver, I may send you an email. So check your emails, check your spam emails, because sometimes my emails end up in your spam for some reason, don't know why. But check your spam emails, because you never know, you may got an email from the premier podcast in the UK, the best podcast in the world, the Father Show. And until the next episode drops, either here on Apple or Spotify, or even on our official YouTube channel live, enjoy the rest of your day, night, evening, morning, or afternoon.